Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, broadcasting from the capital city, Madison. John and Gordy, the family show overlooking State Street this morning. Everything is dry, everything is nice, sunny, beautiful day today.
It is bright and sunny. Here, I'm hearing reports of fog out in the outlying areas and along the river valleys, and so you might see some of that as you get started this morning. Right now, 59 degrees, and it looks like we had some clouds overnight, but most of it's pretty clear.
Yeah.
And sunshine today. Shall we use the weather roulette wheel to check out the high temperatures? Let's roll the ball into the wheel there, Sam. See what's going on here today.
Let's see what it is.
What is the high temperature?
Where it's at. Let's find out where it's at.
It is going to be 78 this afternoon. Perfect. Beautiful day.
Except for the humidity, right?
Well, humidity not too bad. You know, some of the fog out there, but it's not bad today, but it's going to get over the weekend by Saturday and Sunday. It's going to get really humid.
Yeah.
Especially Sunday, and they're talking about showers and thunderstorms now Sunday. So we'll wait and see on that, but today looks gorgeous.
I just feel like, you know, we should be a swampland. Somehow Wisconsin should have more swampy areas.
Yeah, you know, Madison is one of only two cities in the U.S. that was built on an isthmus.
Oh, really?
You know what the other one is?
No, what is it?
I don't know. No, it's Seattle.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, well, you learn something new every day on the John and Gordy Show. That's what we're here for.
There was flooding, and I can't remember where it is, somewhere on the east side, I suppose, near the Yahara.
Yeah,
there's
always floods there.
Because it always floods there, and it's because the city is built on a low water plane area. So you know, we're just and they're trying to figure out a way to deal with that with the sewer system in some way, shape, or form. They've replaced the sewer system in a lot of places in the area, but not in that area. It's like over 100 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not much they can do about it.
So yeah.
Why worry about it? You know, they haven't fixed it yet. Why would they fix it now? Screw it.
Still
move on. Fix what we can fix and then just, you know, let the rest of it just...
Well, that works.
Go.
Okay, well, I'll go with you on that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You know, you can't... if you know it's going to flood, just avoid that area. You know, that's what they tell you. Just put up the signs and drive around it.
Unless you have a house or something like that. Yeah. Some inconvenient
situation. Probably knew that was the case.
Maybe not.
let's check the National Day calendar and see what's going on today. It's the 25th day of July. You know, we're getting ready for the last weekend of July.
Mm-hmm.
Time is just marching on. So what day is it today? Is it Wine and Cheese Day? Is it or is it not Hire a Veteran Day? Is it National Tandem Bicycle Day? Is it National Refreshment Day? How about, could it be Hot Fudge Sunday Day or not? How about Merry-Go-Round Day? Or is it Thread the Needle Day or not? Or Intern Day or Chili Dog Day? Chili Dog Day. Which day does not belong, John Peterson?
Tandem Bicycle Day.
You are correct.
Really?
You actually won for a change.
Wow, that sounded like a real holiday.
Tandem Bicycle Day. Why would they have a day just devoted to two-person bikes?
Why not?
Well, I
why
suggested
do we,
it,
why do
but
we
they
have
turned
Hot
it
Fudge
down.
Sunday Day?
Well, I don't
Come
know.
Come on, really?
Wine and cheese. Is that still a thing? I think people love wine, but do they still do the wine and cheese bit? Is that fondue?
In
stuff?
Radio.
Yeah.
And television, did you have these wine and cheese
parties,
where they had, you know, a wine sponsor would come in and the radio station or the TV station would sponsor it and everybody would go down there. I've been to so many of those.
I don't recall.
It's just a radio thing, but we did that.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. That was where I learned that Australia had great wines.
Australia? I'm not a wine aficionado.
They have some of the best wines and very inexpensive.
Almost every time I have a glass of wine, which is maybe twice a year, headache right away.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, that's just because it's bad wine.
I guess so. It's the cheap stuff. Got to get off the Ripple and, you know, Boone's Farm.
TJ Swan.
MD 2020.
You need some of Ed's wine.
Wine. You're exactly right. There you go. On July 25th, we celebrate the ultimate pairing of wine and cheese. National Wine and Cheese Day provides an opportunity to enjoy some of our favorites or sample something new. The pairings of wine and cheeses has been a regionalized tradition, it says here.
Especially in this area.
Across wine-producing cultures, many pair their regional wines and local cheeses. For example, the French Brie region is noted for tannic wine varietals. Varietals? I don't know what that... Do you know what that means?
No.
Me either.
Well, obviously a variety.
Not a wine snob. Their Beaujolais goes well with the Brie produced in the air. Okay, that's enough about wine and
Brie
cheese.
Brie is kind of a sweet cheese, so...
Right?
Have something a little tart.
Yeah, something to go with a wine.
I don't like tart wines at all.
No? It's National Hire a Veteran Day today. If you know a veteran that's looking for a gig, today would be a good day to check them out or check them out.
What a great suggestion. Thank you.
Every day, hundreds of our military personnel leave the service in search of civilian employment. National Hire a Veteran Day reminds employers to consider veterans to fill their open positions. As highly trained, qualified individuals, they're ideal for numerous trades. So, legislation actually protects separating service members as they enter the civilian workforce. However, the best way any potential employer can honor a veteran is to hire one. Okay?
There you go. Sure. It seems like a lot of veterans go into politics.
That happens.
Yeah. We're watching a lot of the political ads, right, with these guys saying, I was a veteran and I know how to use a rifle and I'm ready for Congress.
I think J.D. Vance, he was in the service, wasn't he?
Yes.
He was a Marine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's making a name for himself already.
For some reason, they think being in the military is a precursor to being a really good politician. I've never understood that.
Well, I think that goes back to Eisenhower. He was a general. You know, he helped to win the World War II.
True.
You know?
Yes.
So he was a real hero.
But he didn't need a rifle. He didn't have to, you know, show how well he shot up posters of the competition and acted like, well, that guy was never in the military. Mm-hmm. I'm much better than him.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think an American is an American. You don't have to be a veteran to prove that you're, you know, patriotic.
You know, you're right. By the way, did you see Biden's speech last night to the nation? That was really something. We'll talk about that a little later on. But National Refreshment Day is today. Celebrate fun at the hottest time of the year. The beverage holiday toasts the moments of ice and cold refreshments, and especially a nice cold beer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Refreshments. Yeah. They're good. Okay, next. He's got a long list today, so I'm kind of breezing through these. National Hot Fudge Sundae Day. Do you like hot fudge sundaes?
It's a special treat, I guess.
Kind of
but
gooey
no,
and messy.
Who cares?
I don't know. National Hot Fudge Sundae Day.
Who has the time to heat up hot fudge? I mean,
Yeah, good point.
Just ridiculous.
It is. Feast on this tasty ice cream dessert that combines hot and cold. Sam, do you like hot fudge sundaes with a cherry on top?
It's been a long time since I had one, since I was a kid.
Even more important to note, the dessert has been served since 1906.
Wow.
That has been a long time. It's old hot fudge. Do you have your favorite hot fudge music or anything like that that you like to listen to?
Vanilla Fudge? It was
funny
a band.
You say that, John. Yeah. It's an instrumental, so nobody would get it if I played it, but I will play it just for
okay,
you.
Just
Johnny
play.
And Johnny and the Hurricanes.
There you go.
Hot Fudge.
Let's listen to this a few moments. Kind of bubbly. Hot.
That's kind of peppy.
Puts you in the mood for hot fudge.
I guess so.
Hot fudge.
Okay. It's merry-go-round day. Ah, yes. carnival music and merry-go-rounds, they go around together. Let's see. The merry-go-round is one of the oldest amusement rides, also known as the carousel. The merry-go-round rotates on a circular platform around a pole. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all we really need to know about merry-go-rounds.
One thing about merry-go-rounds, when you're
make
watching
you dizzy?
The older movies, they used to feature gunfights on merry-go-rounds. Right?
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Right.
What are you talking Western. About?
Always, like Westerns.
I always found that was really stupid because it would circle around and the people would chase each other on this merry-go-round going around in a circle. But technically, they are on a stationary object. So chasing somebody in a merry-go-round really is inconsequential. I don't know.
Make
I've,
any
never,
sense. Under,
I've never understood it.
Yeah. That is kind of odd.
It is.
What was that? Was there a Hitchcock movie or something? Or maybe it was Twilight Zone where the merry-go-round started spinning around faster and faster.
Yeah.
And they couldn't stop it. And the guy had to climb underneath the merry-go-round from the outside into the innards and to shut it down. It was scary.
Well, yeah.
And the way they shot it was, you know, great.
Yeah, that's one of those memorable episodes of the Twilight Zone. Yeah. And merry-go-round was used also in The Punisher on Netflix, Punisher. And that's where the Punisher's family was killed, and that's why he became the Punisher.
Punisher. Remember the Twilight Zone?
Well, you remember the Punisher, right?
I remember the
skull T-shirt?
No, it doesn't.
And it was adopted by skinheads.
Oh.
So then it didn't become a very popular T-shirt after that.
Okay. I don't recall the Punisher. So it was a movie or a TV show?
It was a series on Netflix. It's the Marvel character.
Oh, okay. That's why I didn't see it.
No, wait. Is it Marvel?
I don't know.
Yes, it is.
It's National Thread the Needle Day. Does this deserve a day, really?
That's what we do on this show every day. We thread that needle.
That's what we try to do. It has multiple meanings.
That's the one of the meanings.
We recognize several ways to celebrate this national day.
Mm-hmm.
The literal meaning, taking a thread and guiding it through a sewing needle. The metaphorical sense, finding a path through two opposing views, often used by politicians.
See?
The game move,
a
type of billiard move where the ball is shot precisely through a narrow pathway. That's thread and a needle. It's also a yoga pose. The head and shoulders should rest comfortably on the floor. Okay, never mind. And a sports metaphor. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a couple more National Day things we're going to get to here. It's a long list today, and we've also got the history book ready to be dusted off. Sam is getting all ready.
We're talking politics later on.
Oh, boy.
Some court cases you might want to be interested in.
All right. It's 18 minutes past the hour, 59 degrees. Coming back with more National Day calendar items right after this.
Vocal version. Was this Percolator?
This is Perky.
Perky.
Now I want even more coffee. I think this was the start of a Maxwell House coffee coffee commercial.
That's Gordy, true. How much coffee That's do true. You need? Like you
need
come in
lot.
With this big, tall travel mug every day.
Yep.
And sometimes you even refill it.
I do. Coffee all morning long.
Yes.
Coffee all day.
I mean, we're pushing coffee on the show constantly, and there's a reason for it. We can't get enough of it.
Actually, I'm pretty...
Hey, does anybody want coffee?
Yes, over here.
Speaking of coffee.
Yeah, let him in here for a change. Let's top our...
Coffee?
Over this way. Come
coffee?
Here, buddy.
Coffee?
Okay. Away he goes. Off into the wilderness.
You know, I got a coffee story.
Do you?
Yeah.
You want
to
share it right now?
I spent the last week trying to figure out how to drink more coffee.
Because? Why?
Because I find it very acidic, and it upsets my stomach a little bit. So I thought, because I drink so much coffee, you know, I'm getting a stomach ache each and every morning when I walk out of here. So I'm thinking, if I could just get a lower acidic coffee, and they make it. They make low acid coffees out there, but it's a special brewing process, higher temperature, lower temperatures, but it doesn't get roasted in a drum and come in contact with metal. For some reason, that makes it more acidic. And then I ordered some of that online. I have a couple of bags, and this morning is the first day of having my non-acidic type coffee. Now, then on top of that, I have an under the sink reverse osmosis water system.
Okay.
Okay. And it cleans out everything in the water, including the minerals. So I had the guy come out and he put a mineral filter in, and now it adds and more alkaline water to our system. So alkaline waters are good for your health. It's good for your body and your system. I didn't know that. And it also is great for brewing coffee. So now I have a more alkaline water in our kitchen sink. And I use that to make the coffee in my low acidic beans. This is what I've been spending all my time on.
What a coffee snob you are, John.
2 weeks.
So does it change the taste of the coffee at all? Does
it actually tastes richer and smoother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I guess I'm just hooked on bad coffee. I just it's not really very good. It's like cheap coffee.
Mm-hmm. You use a canned.
What's that?
The canned coffee grounds.
Canned coffee. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've never gone in for hoity-toity coffee.
You grind them fresh every day, John?
I do.
Yeah. I don't. I'm actually trying to get off of coffee, but I do drink it for the first 20 minutes of the day. I drink.
What
it
are you thinking of replacing?
I just sip it,
CBD.
I drink it water.
Gummies?
God, no. Good Lord, no. Oh God, I think all that's crap myself. I do.
Yeah.
I know people love gummies now and CBD. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I think it tastes awful, and I don't like the supposed buzz you get. It doesn't.
I'm not a big fan of gummies either.
Doesn't do anything for me.
But
that's.
But you like the smoked version?
Yeah, that I'll do once in a great while.
Yeah.
Not very much anymore.
I used to do that too, but smoking pot I talk backwards.
Yeah, I know you do.
For some reason,
I've seen you do that. Sometimes I wonder if you're doing that on the show here.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe you didn't.
Maybe I should start doing that. It's quite a talent.
Oh, we got a text here, John. John, look up the first webcam. It's coffee related. What is this, Sam?
I'm a little fuzzy on the story, but if I remember right, the very first live streaming webcam on the internet was pointed at a coffee maker in the kitchen of this research lab, because all of the researchers wanted to know when they needed to make a fresh pot of coffee. So they would just go and check the live stream rather than needing to get up and check the coffee maker.
Wow. Okay. We should
do that here.
We should.
Yes.
We could have
a great idea
right on our screen here.
We could. Yeah. I think that's a fabulous idea.
Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we appreciate your comments. You can always send us a text on the Civic Media app or do it at 608-879-8255. There's a couple of more national days here.
Okay.
One's Intern Day. You know about that. Interns are great. Hire them. And what was the other one? Oh, yeah. Chili Dog Day. So, you know, if you like chili dogs, get a chili dog today.
I think people get chili dogs to cover the flavor.
I think they're disgusting. I can't do it. I cannot do them anymore.
It's just chili.
Did you see where the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile got into an accident? Did you see that?
No. When did that happen?
It was actually, they have these new Oscar Mayer mini.
They do.
Mini vehicles.
Mini hot dogs.
They're kind of like minivans with a hot dog strapped on the top. And it got into some accident on an interstate. Nobody was hurt, but it showed the hot dog was kind of roughed up. And the bun didn't look very good either.
So are the hot dogs fairly large on top of those minivans?
They're not as big as the old Wienermobiles.
Remember,
we used to see those all the time.
Hot-doggers.
Around here.
Hot-doggers grow them,
Sam, do you have some history items? Do we have time for that?
Oh, boy, do I.
Thank you.
Well, I still resent Oscar Mayer moving out of this town.
Yeah, what is up with that?
That really,
why did they do that?
That really made us angry.
They got bought
here by
Kraft,
didn't
right?
Didn't the East Side always smell like hot dogs, though?
Oh, it smelled a lot worse than that.
Around Oscar Mayer.
Well, I live in that neighborhood, so I'm glad that it's gone for that reason.
Fine. Yeah, you can't. Yeah. There's not even a hint, but they've been gone for years, right?
Yeah.
So what's in the history book here?
Well, boy, today in 1832, the first recorded railroad accident.
Bring us down. Sad.
Well, I mean, I don't know much of the details about it. I know that four people were accidentally thrown off a 34-foot cliff.
Most
of them survived, actually.
34-foot? You're kidding.
Off of a moving train, which is kind of crazy.
It's like in a movie, isn't
but,
it?
Yeah.
It's wild.
Good for them, at least, that for the ones that survived.
Like a Fast and Furious episode.
Yeah, to have been part of the very first train accident.
Yeah.
Today in 1965, Bob Dylan goes electric. He has his electric controversy. He plays an electric guitar at a concert for the first time, and the crowd boos.
That was at the Newport Jazz Festival, and it was a big deal because Bob was a folkie, and then here he comes out with an electric guitar.
He's selling out to the regular rock crowd.
Playing like a Rolling Stone. I've got to say that I remember that.
Yeah.
And people were so upset, so angry about it. My sister was a big folkie. She was in a group, a folk group, and the electric thing just blew her mind. She just turned her back on Dylan.
Yeah, well, a lot of the folkies started to try to do that after Dylan did it.
Then it caught on.
Well, it caught on, but a lot of the original folkies were not rock and rollers at all. They didn't like rock and roll music at all.
And then, of course, his addition of adding an organ in his music, that broke a lot of ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else in the history book?
Yes. Today in 1978, Louise Joy Brown was born. Yeah. She was the very first baby conceived through IVF.
Wow. Okay.
Big breakthrough in
1978.
Yeah, wow. It's been around for quite a while.
I didn't realize we should ban that.
You know,
get rid of it. It doesn't work.
Yeah, 1978.
It's not a.
They didn't know what they were doing back then.
I guess they didn't. All right.
Well, that was an interesting day.
It was good stuff. It is 6:29, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Joe Biden's
he's having fun.
Big speech. He's going to have fun now.
Yeah.
Going to take some time and relax.
Relax.
Put his feet
up. Take it easy.
Yeah. Coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show.
From the Civic Media Mothership, it's the John and Gordy Show.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Department Store, which this week only is featuring its annual clearance sale. No, not clearance. This is their clearance sale. Any customer named Clarence will receive 15% off any purchase during this week only. Offer void where not prohibited by law.
Sounds great.
It does. It's 6:35.
Matt Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and go to the Civic Media app and text us and give us a call. Mm-hmm. We've gotten a number of responses, and we'll get to one of them in just a moment.
Okay. We have clear skies for the most part this morning and a little bit of fog in some of those low-lying areas, and it's going to be sunny today, high near 78. Again, right now, 59 degrees. This portion of the John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
I stayed up kind of late last night.
Did you?
Yeah. About 10:15.
Oh,
hit the
boy.
Hand that time.
Really?
But I had to finish watching Idiocracy.
You know, I've heard about this movie.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No. Well, I did see it a long time ago. Yes,
right?
Yes.
Perfect, because I did too.
Yeah.
A long time ago, I saw it. I thought overacted. You know, the characters were caricatures.
Yes.
You know, of people. But this time, mm-hmm. it's on Hulu. You can check it out on Hulu now.
Okay.
And I thought, wow, this is it. This is fantastic. I'm going to check this out. And I was glued to this movie.
When did
suddenly,
it come out?
I don't know. Mike Judd did the script and directing and everything else.
Yeah.
And it is spot on.
This,
you know what? I now think the movie is a masterpiece. Hmm. It really is. The characters... maybe a little, you know, ridiculous, but now after watching Megas, I'm thinking it's pretty damn close to reality at this point.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
But the jokes, there are, These are visual jokes, and they have Mike Judge has all this stuff that he has plastered all over inside of the movie, like you know, product placement and all of these different products. But the funniest thing of all was something that didn't exist in this area, in the Madison area, and that was Costco. So I was unfamiliar with Costco. I didn't know much about it.
Right.
And in the movie, they have a Costco in the movie. Do you remember that?
I remember that it was in there. I can't remember why.
Costco, they're walking to Costco because the time machine is supposedly in Costco.
That's
and they want to go back to their original time.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. So Costco, they overlook the on a hilltop. They're overlooking Costco. And Costco looks like the size of a city. Seriously, it is just gigantic.
Costco,
it is just covers the entire landscape. And so they go into Costco, and the guy greeting them at the door says, "Welcome to Costco. I love you." Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Yeah.
So they so they're walking in and they're trying to get some electronic devices, okay?
Yeah.
In order to make it to the time machine.
Right.
So one of them says to the other, and this is, you know, you're looking at this gigantic box store, right? And one guy says to the other, "Well, the electronics department is about 45 minutes that way." I'm just like, you know.
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy is just a
great movie.
It actually is a fun movie. The plot actually gets in the way of all the placements of jokes and humor that Mike Judge always puts into his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just one of the great movies. And now, really close to reality.
Yeah.
Really close.
Sam, did you have something to?
No, we just had a text asking what the name of the movie was again, but you mentioned it.
Yeah. Yep.
Idiocracy.
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
Somebody also says Mike Judge really nailed wearing Crocs and pajamas in public. I don't know what that's about. Does he do that a lot?
No.
I don't know about that, but last night I was watching, and I dialed over to Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
They have new Beavis and Butthead episodes
from Mike
Judge.
Oh.
Yeah, and I watched a couple of them last night.
I didn't know that.
They're pretty funny, but they're a little too slick. You know how Beavis and Butthead originally, I mean, the animation.
Very rough stuff.
It was rough.
Yeah.
I think they've cleaned it up a little too much. Mm-hmm. I wish they'd go back to the old style, but it was still pretty funny.
Yeah.
Beavis and Butthead go hunting with this old guy. It was just really funny.
Wow, okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that.
They did a bunch of new episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, still as dumb as ever, but, you know, that's television.
Well, you know, we've got to appeal to Gen Zs now, and we've got to clean Beavis and Butthead up a little bit.
Yeah,
the Gen Zs are very concerned about their looks.
I like Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah,
you do?
Yeah. I haven't watched a ton of it, but my dad showed me some from when he was like my age.
Oh,
it's a funny show.
It is. Yeah. It's got a certain sense of humor to it.
Yes, it does.
I'm still scratching my head wondering what the hell was Beavis and Butthead doing in a Saturday Night Live bit? Did you guys didn't see that?
I don't remember when that was.
Oh, yeah.
When was that?
Recently.
Okay.
Maybe about a month and a half ago.
Well, they're trying to promote the new episodes, I guess, the new season.
Maybe that's it.
I think they made, you know, 8 or 10 of them.
But it was kind of it was a pointless thing. And it was,
Beavis and Butthead.
They were having a discussion, and a group of people were around them in their little discussion, and the camera would suddenly focus on Beavis as one of the crowd members. Everybody just splitting up.
Yeah.
The guy speaking in this crowd, you know, in this discussion, noticed Beavis.
Wait a minute. I do remember this episode. It was a real person that was portraying Beavis.
Yes.
And then the Butthead came along into it a little bit later. I do recall that. Yeah. That was last season. Sometime.
And then Butthead.
Yeah.
Came in
the background somewhere.
It came in later, and it was just, it was one of the great bits.
Yeah.
It was just visual.
It was visual. Yeah.
Pure visual.
It was good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Atwood Fest is this weekend, you know, this Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
It's back. It's back again. 30 great bands on 3 music stages on Madison's East Side. Those two guys, John and Gordy, will be there with their WMDX. You know, they're from the morning show on WMDX.
I hear they're always late.
I think they are, yeah. They're going to be at the Sugar Maple stage. Mm-hmm. And then if you're going to Atwood Fest, be sure to check out the Civic Media Truth booth. This is where people can go and record their stories or opinions. You know, ask them some questions, and they can talk to us and tell us their stories, or if they've got some editorial views, they can do that too. All those conversations will be posted on our website at civicmedia.us, and some of the best ones might make it on the air too. So Atwood Fest is this Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th on the 2000 block of Atwood Avenue in Madison. Three stages, 30 bands, lots of great food, vendors up and down Atwood Avenue. Get to atwoodfest.com/#music. And now tomorrow, Rocker is going to be here in the studio with us.
Yes.
And give us more on
Atwood
Fest. A little
preview of what's going on over there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Tell us finally what we're going to do, what our responsibilities
well,
are.
Well, I just told
I wouldn't give us too many responsibilities.
Right. We'll be at the Sugar Maple stage. That's our responsibility.
That's
we're going to be there, and we'll be introducing the bands.
Do you have any idea? Afternoon, right? Three or four?
I think it's earlier than that. Oh. I think it's noon to six or something like that. But not all the time. You know, there are bands that play for an hour or so, and there are three or four bands. I don't know the exact. We'll ask Rocker tomorrow.
You're going to be stuck there all 48 hours.
No, that's
stuck there.
That's not happening.
Well, we'll be there, you know, wandering around in between.
I don't mind wandering around and, you know, making a guest appearance, but I'm not going to hang out for 6 hours.
Well, come on, man. It's Atwood Fest. It happens once a year.
Oh, well,
Saturday
then,
and Sunday.
Well, you've convinced me now.
God. It's a fun time.
Speaking
I know.
Speaking of music at Atwood Fest, somebody texted in about us talking about Bob Dylan earlier. Anna says, you were talking about Bob Dylan. In December, a movie about Dylan is coming out. Timothy Chalamet is playing him, based on the book Dylan Goes Electric.
Okay. Wow. When's that coming out? September?
December, I believe. It's called A Complete Unknown.
Oh.
Okay. Were we okay?
And Johnny at the movies has something to look forward to.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
indeed.
I want to go see that Twisters movie.
Everyone in Idiocracy wears Crocs.
That's what another texter is telling us and showing us a picture. That's nice.
Oh, yeah. It is. It's truly a fun movie.
Oh, I know it. Yeah, we got to watch it again.
And when you see the visuals of the city.
Mm-hmm.
It is hilarious. Oh, man. I mean, giant buildings, you know, have fallen over. And
yeah. Now, the other movie that's coming out this weekend is Deadpool.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Yeah, that's going to be the big blockbuster.
Is that going to knock off Twisters? I think Twisters
I think
is
it
doing
will.
Really well.
I think it will. You know, Pete Schwab was talking about that. And they're thinking maybe, he was saying, they're thinking if they're making a sequel or a prequel. How do you make a prequel, you know? Kind of a nice sunny day the day before, and you know, I don't know.
I don't know, yeah.
Not much there.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
The day before a hurricane, tornado, and I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
That's the movies.
Yeah, it is. It is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Johnny at the Movies, big thumbs up for Idiocracy.
Yeah. You got to check it out.
It's crazy stuff. Now, you may not like it the first time around, but the second time you will see all the stuff and it makes all sense. Well, I think, you know, after Mega, I think actually they'll like it the first time through, maybe this time.
Yeah.
All right.
Check it out. And it's on Hulu now?
Yep, Hulu. Mm-hmm. We have Hulu Plus, where we get all our TV stations, and we've got Disney Plus on there, commercial free, ESPN commercial free, the whole thing.
Okay.
Whole package, yeah. So that's how we get our TV now.
There you go.
And we tried YouTube TV, but
you didn't like it, huh?
I didn't like it.
No kidding.
Yeah, it stored the shows in a weird way. It stores them all year long. And you want to get rid of them. You don't want this big stack of shows. And you got to page through them if there's one of them that you missed. I just didn't. It wasn't great.
Okay.
It wasn't great. All right. Speaking of humor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Biden is out there telling jokes now.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Grandpa Biden's telling jokes?
That's right. He's getting up on stage at the comedy clubs.
For as much as you make fun of Eric Hovde being a stand-up comedian, I guess the president actually is now.
See?
Huh?
See? Yeah, it's caught on. Well, so why Eric not? Hovde was on the cutting edge, apparently. Cut 120, you got that queued up there because
let's hear it.
I thought this was pretty good. He's relaxed. Mm. All right. And the headline was filter is off. The next few months are gonna be fun. So let's check out the intro.
Okay. By the way, remember when he was trying to deal with COVID, he said, just inject a little bleach in your veins. He missed it, all went to his hair.
Where's the rim shot? Where's the rim shot?
I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, you should have said
that's
that.
That's good.
Oh, wow. It's good stuff, isn't it?
Maybe we'll see a new side for Joe Biden.
Well, I'd love to see a new side.
Yeah, that would be good.
I want to get back to a comment from Kurt. He said, I think you're missing a component, and that's the political engagement of Gen Zers. We were talking about Gen Zers with Mike McCabe yesterday at Short Stack. And how they're going to be the ones that are going to have to pull us out of all of this. They're going to have to save America eventually because millennials are falling in line with the MAGAs at this point. So we're talking Gen Z, putting all of the responsibility on Sam and his group. Gen Z now now has to get up to speed, not only on politics, but truly understanding our past history. And Sam has the history book.
Yeah, and he's up on history. He's really good at history.
Well, thank you.
So you're going to have to be one of the Gen Z leaders.
Yeah, you got
to
step
the country.
Step it up, Sam.
All right.
Step it
save
up.
Us.
That's right.
Because we're going into the old age home any minute. So.
Well, it happens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Also, the rise of OnlyFans today mirrors the rampant prostitution in The Move.
What? I don't understand.
In the movie Idiocracy.
Oh, in the movie.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Prostitution is huge in that movie. One of the only occupations that they've listed.
Idiocracy.
All right.
Rachel Maddow's got a new project, right?
She does. Yeah.
We're going to be talking about that.
Not a new project. She's talking about Project 2025.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. We're coming up with more of the John and Gordy Show.
WMDX. It's a mad, mad, mad world at the Mad Pad, the John and Gordy Family Show.
6:51 and cool 59 degrees, sunshine today, and highs in the upper 70s.
You know, a little bit later on, I want to get to something from J.D. Vance, but I do a little preview because it kind of relates to Idiocracy a lot. And that is, you know, he wants families voters who have families to have special treatment over people who don't have families, okay? Mm. They get to count their children as extra votes. Well, anyway, we'll get into that later. But we're talking about this J.D. Vance movement on the religious right.
Right.
Where they want people to have families. They want to encourage more kids, and that's why they're forcing women to have babies now. So in this movie, Idiocracy, that's how everything kind of fell apart. Because the smart couple who wait for maybe better a job or wait until they buy a house to have a family, and they keep putting it off, and we did that as well, until we felt a little more stable. That's when we decided to have kids, but the smart couple kept putting it off, but the other people in the South. the people generally, the MAGAs, let's put it that way, not just in the South, but the MAGAs, they kept having kids, just rampantly having kids, and the uneducated MAGAs proliferated and became the dominating culture in this country. And that is how, that's the premise of the movie.
Right.
That no one has an education. They're not very smart. They're
Idiocracy,
the dumbest people
again.
In the world with
Just
idiocracy.
Everybody's stupid, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's stupid. And the smart people kind of just faded away because they waited to have kids and never had them. Mm-hmm. But everybody else did. And that was the dumbing down of society. Mm-hmm. And that's their premise anyway.
But I also like in the movie that that one guy, you know, goes into the time, well, it's not a time machine.
No, it's
exactly.
It's a casket-like thing. They
right.
were frozen.
He's frozen for what? He's supposed to be frozen for 20 years or something. It ends up being frozen for 500 years.
Well, right. What happened was
a little problem.
The cryogenic lab ran out of money. So they bulldozed the building with the cryogenic caskets in it.
In it, yeah.
And then they, you know, discovered them like, you know, 200, 300 years later, broke open the caskets, and these guys came out and found themselves in this different world.
Right.
Idiocracy
good
world.
Stuff. We're not giving it away.
No, it's...
exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the story. So right. I have this cut from Rachel Maddow.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason that this is kind of special is because she talks about Project 2025, but she does it in like 42 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, it's
good.
It's a 900-page thing.
Yeah.
So let's listen to this cut.
Are the authors of the Project 2025 policy blueprint you have heard so much about? The policy blueprint for what the Republicans plan to do if they do succeed in getting Trump and now Vance back into the White House. A national abortion ban is just the start. Try cracking down on birth control and fertility treatment. Try banning pornography. Try defunding the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Say goodbye to the Department of Education and the Environmental Protection Agency and the FDA. Really? The Food and Drug Administration. Because who among us doesn't want to think we're buying aspirin, but it turns out to be rat poison?
There you go.
Woo, yeah.
It just kind of sums everything up. And there was a fact check. Kamala was talking about Project 2025. She's bringing it up an awful lot now in her initial speeches here anyway.
Yeah. She was in Milwaukee yesterday.
Yeah, and there were a few fact checks in it, which were not true, but they were asked about it. She mentioned that Social Security is out. You know, they're going to cut Social Security.
That's what they want to do.
They're going to take the Affordable Care Act out, and that's not in Project 2025. Mm. It's not real. Mm. That's not it. But they were asked about it. You know, this isn't true. What do you have to say about it? And their campaign basically said that we're treating everything that Trump says as Project 2025. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily in the 900-page report. It is everything he wants to do, he's planning on doing, has said in the past he's going to do. So that's their excuse. That's why they're going to get away with saying that.
Okay.
But there are fact
really?
Checks out there. And yeah, she's got it. You know, she doesn't really. Here's the thing. Yeah. You don't have to embellish Project 2025. It is
There's enough in there.
It's stunning, shocking stuff. I mean, like J.D. Vance is promoting one part of it, and that is to get rid of a college education.
Yeah.
They're discouraging people from going to college first. Then they're accusing colleges of indoctrination. And then they want to change colleges so they don't indoctrinate. They're not woke anymore, which means they're turning them into, you know, conservative colleges. And then if you don't like those colleges, you can do an online college and get an online degree. And I don't know what it is.
Easy.
It's another idea. It's a Trump University thing that Trump is promoting.
Yep. That's it. Yeah, that's all there is to it. It's just dumbing down of America. That's what they want to do. They just want to, you know, get rid of the education
all the
regular schools and colleges and universities.
We know after COVID that online classes aren't very good. They're not very successful at educating students.
Right.
And now we've got, you know, this easy way to get your degree, your bachelor's degree, or even more, at a Trump university. And it's free to the public. You can go online and get your degree free. And, you know, it's all on a matchbook now.
And they're going online because they know younger people love to watch screens.
Right.
It's just they're hooked on screens, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think? That's part of it.
Well, it is. It is part of it. Yeah.
Sam's shaking his head.
It's an online generation.
Yeah.
I think that Gen Z likes being online when it's engaging content. We don't like looking at a screen for the sake of looking at a screen.
Well, not a blank screen. Right, not exactly, right. But
My son came up today again. just before I left.
Why is he doing this lately? Comes up right before you leave.
No, for work. Is our discussion period.
Okay.
And he's talking about how he just watched movie.
Which movie?
Deadpool and Wolverine. He just watched it.
He watched
People in a theater hold cameras up there. They're
While they're watching it?
Yeah, they're recording it on their phones,
okay, great.
And then they show it, and he was watching that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
6:58, we're coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show, and Brittany Merlot will also join us with an update on the weather from the EAA. John.